Hey, this is Zach. Well, there's a lot happening in Coleraine these days. Let's check it out. Down Gilead Lane.
I'm so glad to be home.
It's not easy transitioning back to a normal way of life.
There have been some changes since you left.
I can say that again.
Does anyone see her? The board says her plane has landed. Oh,
not yet, honey. It takes a few minutes to get everyone and everything together. Now she'll be here.
I can't see anything.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm sorry.
I don't like being short. I hope I grow soon.
You'll get tall soon enough. Mike grew about a foot in one summer.
There you go.
Eat cookies. It's my personal secret. Lots of cookies.
Michael.
What? It couldn't be all the milk you drank with those cookies, now, could it?
Hadn't thought about that. Better cover all the bases. Drink milk with the cookie.
Hey, is that her? Right there.
I think it is. Hey, Brooke,
hey,
over here.
That's her. Hey,
Brooke. Brooke.
Hey, hey. Oh,
hey.
You look good.
Oh, I'm so glad to see all of you. I've just missed you so much.
So what was it like? Was it fun? Did you have a good time? Did you meet lots of new people?
Anything exciting that happened?
Girls, give Brooke a minute to get herself together. She just stepped off the plane.
Yeah, come on, everyone. Let's go see if we can find Brooke's luggage.
Oh,
huh?
Yeah, hopefully that'll go better this time than it did the last time.
What happened?
What, did you lose your luggage?
Yeah, I only had the clothes I was wearing for nearly a week.
Ew, Brooke, that's gross.
Brooke!
Oh, what is it, Timmy?
I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too, Timmy. Come here. And I'm so glad to be home. Oh, it's too bad Becca and Luke can't be in here. I'm gonna have to tell all my stories twice.
She and Luke had to drive on their own, or we wouldn't have had space for you and your luggage. Besides that, I have a feeling you'll be telling your stories a lot more than twice, Brookie. Everyone is going to want to hear how the trip went.
Oh, I guess you're right, Mom. Oh, I should probably be thinking about what I'm going to tell everyone.
Did you have a good time?
You know, it was the most incredible time I've ever had in my whole life, Haley. I didn't expect to feel this way. It's so different.
Different? How?
It's hard to explain. I missed home a lot while I was there. It was really hard being away from all of you.
We missed you too, Brooke.
Yeah.
But I had a really wonderful time. There's so many things I want to tell you all. I met lots of new people, and I even helped work on building the new orphanage.
Wait a minute, Brooke. Are you telling me you helped build a building?
Yeah.
You were supposed to go watch kids.
Well, I did that too. That was mostly what I did. But one day they needed a little extra help and I volunteered. You'd be surprised at everything I did.
Yeah, sounds like it. That's pretty cool, Brooke. It sounds like you really changed.
Really? Oh, I was just sitting here thinking about how much everything around here has changed. It feels so strange to be home.
Are you kidding? Coleraine is the same way it was when you left it. It'll never change.
Well, there are some things around here that are really different.
Oh?
Mr. Richter accepted Christ!
Oh, yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
It's true, Brooke.
What happened?
Well, you see, Brooke, when a person sits down and prays for Christ to come into their life...
Mikey, you know what I meant.
It must have been the tornado.
Oh, yeah.
A tornado? There's a tornado in Coleraine while I was gone?
Yeah, it just happened last week.
We knew you were coming home, and we didn't want to worry you since no one was hurt. A tornado made Tom Richter realize some things were a little too important in his life.
And some other things weren't important enough. All right, here's what happened.
Yeah.
Just kneeled down right there with Maya. Brooke? Hey, Brooke!
Tim, I guess Brooke's pretty worn out after her trip, huh?
Yeah, I'd say so. She fell asleep right in the most important part.
Well, let's just let her get a little bit of rest. Yeah. She's had a big day.
Hi. Any messages while I was gone?
Mr. Van Kuys called a little while ago.
He seemed upset. And Mr. Stabler just called, said it was urgent.
Mr. Stabler, huh? Well, everything's urgent these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I have to see about calling them back then. Thanks.
You're welcome, sir.
Did you tell him about Mr. Stabler?
Mm-hmm.
And how did he react? I didn't hear any yelling.
He didn't. He laughed.
He laughed? Are you kidding? I guess what they're saying is true, then.
What are they saying?
Old man Richter's son seems to have lost it for sure this time.
I can't believe you fell asleep without hearing how Mr. Richter accepted Christ.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just really worn out. I'm surprised at how tired I am.
Well, this morning you were in a completely different country. That might account for something.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought of it that way. Although I can feel every one of those miles right now. I just want to take a long hot shower and then a nice long nap.
Oh, why don't you do that, honey? We'll start working on dinner.
We're making your favorite.
Grandma's lasagna? Really?
And garlic bread.
And some nice grilled pie for dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's so great. I never thought... I missed you all while I was gone. A lot. It's really good to be home.
Oh, we missed you too, honey. We are so glad you are home.
Oh. It's just not the same around here without you.
Oh, thanks. It seems like a lot of things are different around here. Oh, but I think I'm going to go upstairs now and take that nap so I can have the energy to eat all that good food.
All right, sweetie.
Okay, Brooke.
All right, thanks.
Don't sleep too long.
Well, it's good to have Brooke back home, isn't it?
That was weird what she said about things being different.
I'm sure everything seems strange to Brooke after she's been gone so long.
Well, I bet Brooke's gonna have some readjusting to do. It's hard to get used to new things.
I don't understand. When did home become something new?
What do you mean Tom didn't show up at the luncheon? He was supposed to speak.
I know. I hadn't heard anything from you about him not coming, so... Well, I thought I'd call and make sure that everything was all right.
You mean he didn't call?
Not that I heard of. Everyone was wondering where he was. There were a lot of questions. You know, he has changed a lot recently.
Don't I know it? Things around this house are getting downright strange. I don't know what to do with Tom these days.
Well, where do you think he was today?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Probably off thumping some Bibles with the Morrisons somewhere. Honestly, Jean, if I weren't so worried about what people thought, I'd go ahead and... Caleb? Maya? Tiffany? Is anyone there? Sorry about that, Jean. Thought I heard a noise. I should probably go anyway. I need to find out where Tom was and what was so important that he'd missed that luncheon. Thanks for calling.
Good luck.
Maya, what are you doing out here?
Shh, Caleb, keep your voice down.
Are you eavesdropping on Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Maya!
I didn't mean to, but as I was walking by, I heard her say something about Dad.
You are eavesdropping. I knew it. Mom's pretty upset with Dad about accepting Christ, isn't she?
She called him a Bible thumper. Caleb, you don't think Mom and Dad are gonna get divorced, do you?
What? Where'd that come from? Of course not. Everyone in town would be talking about it. Mm-hmm. There's no way Mom's gonna let that happen.
But...
Look, don't worry about it, Maya. I'm pretty sure Mom and Dad are going to be okay.
Knock, knock. Brooke?
Yeah?
May I come in?
Sure.
Oh, you look a little better. How are you feeling?
Oh, much better. It's amazing how much difference a nice shower can make. I'm kind of wondering if I was ever really clean the whole time I was in Peru.
Well, yes, it can make a difference. Oh, you know, honey, when I was your age, I had a really hard time coming home from college.
Oh?
Yeah, I went away and did new things and learned new things, and when I came home, it seemed like everyone had stayed the same.
Yeah.
Or that expected me to stay the same. It was kind of tough for a while.
Yeah, I can understand that.
It wasn't that I didn't want to be home. I did. It was just different. It's not easy transitioning back to a normal way of life, is it?
Well, that's just it, Mom. Normal for them is so different than normal for us. I didn't ever see our house as some big, fancy place. But when I come back here, I see that we could fit all the kids from the orphanage in here. And we have so much stuff. Everything is just so different.
Are you sure it's that everything is different? Or do you just see it differently now?
I don't know. I really don't. I'm just so tired and it's so confusing.
Oh, I understand, honey. You've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You've gone to another country and you've lived a life that's not like anything you've ever done before. It's gotta be hard to get back into the swing of things.
And, Mom, I don't want you to think that I didn't miss you or I didn't want to come home. It's not that at all.
Oh. Brookie, I know. It just takes a little time.
Yeah.
Just be patient with your brothers and Haley, huh? They're all very anxious to hear how things went and what you did. They've missed you.
I know. And I've missed them, too.
Yes, Mr. Stabler. Uh-huh. I do understand that, of course, but we're working on the situation right now, and I think if you'll give us just a little bit more time... What's that? Oh. Really? Sure. No, I wouldn't want you to think that we aren't doing everything within our power to work... I do understand. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Stabler. Yes. Mm-hmm. Goodbye. Well, there goes another client down the drain. I don't understand it. I thought this was all going to be different now. I thought things were going to change with God in my life. Shouldn't it be fixed? I mean, doesn't John Morrison's life always work out? I really thought... Oh, well, I just need to keep doing what I'm doing, and God will work it out. Well, maybe that's Mr. Stabler, and God's answering my prayer. Hello? Oh, yes, hi, Monica. What? Wait a minute, stop, slow down. What are you saying? What luncheon? What? That was today? No, it can't be. I didn't have it on my list until next week. Oh. Today is the 10th, isn't it? Oh, no. Well, of course I didn't call. If I forgot about it, how would I call to let them know ahead of time? Hello, you've got a luncheon tomorrow, and I have every intention of forgetting about it, so don't count on me. That would fly really well. I'm sorry, Monica. I don't mean to take it out on you. It's not your fault. I forgot. I'll call now and make apologies. No. I know. I'll probably be late tonight. I'm sorry. Goodbye, Monica. It's gonna get better, isn't it?
The bread will fit on the table right there, and
I think we could put the salad on the other side.
Yeah. Hello?
Tom.
Hi, how are you? Oh, doing just fine. Brooke made it home, and we're fixing a special dinner for her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom, he's at the Sunrise Grill picking up a pie for dessert. You might be able to catch him there if it's important.
Hey, Dad, I think the phone's for you.
Oh,
Tom, wait a minute. Here he is. Tom?
One sunrise grill pie for m'lady. I'm sorry, I'm a bit late.
Oh.
Yeah, but I had to stop to get ice cream.
Oh.
Pie's not pie without ice cream, you know. Who's on the phone?
Tom Richter. He sounded like he really wanted to talk with you.
Oh? Well, I should give him a call, then.
I think so.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, ice cream needs to be frozen. You might want to get that into the freezer before it turns into milkshakes.
Oh, you're right. Hey, here, why don't you put this away, and I'll take off my coat. Then I'll give Tom a call.
Thanks, honey. Mr. Richter, I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't seen any proposal.
I know I gave it to you last week. I sat right here and told you that I would need it today, this afternoon.
Yes, sir. I remember that. But you didn't give it to me.
I'm sure I did. We're losing clients over that stupid real estate investment. I can't afford to miss this proposal now. It could mean another client. You've got to find that proposal.
Yes, Mr. Richter. I'll do my best.
You bet you will, or... Duh! It is so hard to find people you can rely on these days. You just can't count on... What's this? Oh, no. The proposal. It's here, under the inbox. It must have got shoved to the side. Okay, I think I've had a little bit too much of today. There's no way I'm answering that call. Probably someone else I've let down. I found the proposal. It's my fault, and I'm really sorry. Could you possibly proofread it and print it out for me? I know it means you'd have to stay late, but...
It's fine, Mr. Richter. Not a problem.
I've got to get out of here. If anybody else calls, just let it go to voicemail.
Sure thing, Mr. Richter. Have a nice night.
If you don't mind, I'll have a little more of that.
So what was it like, Brooke? Was it a lot different than Coleraine?
You could say that. Nothing was even close to being like Coleraine. Except Papa. He and Tracy were wonderful. With them, it was like visiting old friends. Even though we haven't spent a lot of time together. The kids were great, too. I mean, a lot of these kids have nothing. And they've never had anything at all. They have no idea what it's like to live with a mom or a dad.
Really? That'd be awful.
And they don't have a lot of clothes. Some of them only have one outfit. Sometimes they eat only once a day. A lot of these kids are orphans that live on the street. They beg for food.
Their parents all died?
Sometimes they did. A bunch of kids were given up by their parents because they couldn't feed them.
Wow.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah. Thank God that we don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had to worry about food to eat or clothes or a home. God has blessed us with plenty.
Mm. In fact, too much. Mm. I can't eat any more of this lasagna, Mom. It was so good.
Mm. You know, those leftovers would feed half the orphanage an entire meal. I met one little girl who hadn't eaten in 3 days.
I'm sorry, Brooke. If I could send him my dinner, I would.
No, Justin, it's okay. It's not you, really. It's me. I'm sorry, everyone. I just need to take a break for a little bit. Mom, Dad, is it all right if I go to Grace's house for a few minutes?
Well, if it's all right with your father, I think that would be fine.
Sure, bro. Yeah, go on. Go ahead. Don't stay too late, though. I mean, I really think you need some rest this evening.
I know, Dad.
Yeah.
Me too. Mr. Richter?
Oh, hi there, Brooke. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just surprised to see you here.
Oh, yeah. Well, there have been some changes since you left.
You can say that again.
Is that Brooke Morrison I hear out there?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Oh, come here and give me a hug.
Oh, Grace. Oh, it's so good to see you.
And who is that with you? Your father?
Oh, no.
Not exactly.
Tom? Tom Richter? Is that you?
Yes, it's me.
To what do I owe the pleasure of a visit from the two of you?
Oh,
nothing's
everything's changed.
Whoa. Now that sounds like an interesting dilemma. Why don't the two of you come inside and tell me all about it?
Yeah, thanks.
And so, I really just thought that when I accepted Christ, things were going to be different. But I'm still losing clients, and Monica's still upset with me, and, well, isn't God supposed to fix all that? You know, make it better?
Oh, Tom. You're finding out a big secret that so many people don't understand. Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. Everyone messes up.
Yeah.
And becoming a Christian doesn't stop the things that have already happened. You know, there are always consequences to our actions. And accepting Christ doesn't stop what we've already started.
I guess that makes sense. I just thought, well, I thought when I accepted Christ that I wouldn't have to worry about some of the bad decisions I've made.
That's interesting. I had never thought of it that way. But no, God works in us and makes us new. And the Bible says that we're new creations in Christ. So we are what's changed, not the rest of the world around us. You know, there's a verse in the book of Mark that you both might find interesting. It's Mark 2:22, and it says, "And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wineskins will be ruined. No, he pours new wine into new wineskins."
That's a cool verse, Grace. Maybe that's what I've been trying to do. I've changed so much on this missions trip, and I've been trying to put myself back into the way things have always been, and it's just not working.
Well, that's the same way I feel. I've changed, and I feel like everything else should be changed, too. I don't want to face up to some of the things I've done.
I can understand that. It's tough looking back and wishing we'd done things differently. But God can help us accept the things we've done and move on to greater things with his help.
Well, I guess this means I have to go home and tell Monica about some things I have going on at work. I really made some bad decisions in the past few months.
Ouch, you're right. It's not going to be fun. But then again, I've got some explaining of my own to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just sort of blew up at my family. And it was over silly stuff. It's just, everything's so different since I came back from Peru. I have a hard time realizing that life is so different here, and sometimes there's nothing we can do.
Like what, Brooke?
Well, like the missionary I went to work with. Papa had the best story. It seems that when he was a young man, he went to Peru with a friend. He knew God was leading them down there, but he didn't know what to expect. When he got there, he heard about a small group way out away from the cities that was trying to build a church. He and his friend made their way out there and found a half-built church and a lot of people standing around talking and really concerned. When he asked some questions, he found out that they had run out of money to pay for the supplies and they weren't going to be able to finish the church. The worst part of it was that two young men in the village had gotten a loan for the materials from some, well, disreputable people.
This sounds a little too familiar. Oh, I'm sorry, Brooke. Go on.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it seems that these young men had borrowed money and they had promised it would be paid back, knowing that God would provide the money.
Well, so what happened?
Well, on the day that Papa and his friend arrived, the money was due. And these two young men were going to be going to jail for the rest of their lives for not paying the money back. The whole village was really upset about it. And then Papa asked how much money they needed to pay the bill and complete the church. It was more than the village could ever bring together in a whole year.
Oh, no. Well, what did they do?
Papa and his friend discovered that they had the money in cash. Between the two of them, the little bit of money that they had brought along in their pockets was more than this village had ever seen. It was more than enough to pay the bills, keep the boys out of jail, and finish the church.
Oh, wow. God is good. Brooke, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. Although I don't know how wise it is to walk through the jungle carrying loads of cash with you.
Loads of cash? Mr. Richter, once they figured out the exchange rate, it ended up being less than $50.
Oh. What? Less than $50 built an entire church?
Yes. They even named the church after Papa and his friend.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. It's a lot different down there, Mr. Richter. Things you'd never imagine.
I guess so.
Yeah. And so, since getting back, I've been having such a hard time with how much my family has. We have so much food and so many clothes, and it's just really hard to think about all those kids who are going without. But I shouldn't have gotten angry at Justin. He had no way of knowing, and even if he did, it's not like he could send his dinner. I just need to get used to the change and figure out what God wants of me, I guess.
It's hard. But when God's making the change, you know it's going to be good.
Hey, Brooke, what if there was something that you could do?
What?
I think I have an idea. And so, Monica, I'm sorry. I've made some really poor business decisions that may end up costing us a lot of money.
But you still intend to spend money on this jungle Bible thing?
It's not a jungle Bible thing. I've talked with Brooke, and I'd like to spend a little money each month supporting the orphanage that she went to help with. They've lost everything, and we have so much. It just seems right, Monica.
I'm not sure you've learned anything from the poor business decisions you've made, Tom. This doesn't make sense.
Well, it may not. But that doesn't mean that it's not the right thing to do.
Fine, but you're not taking it from us. You can use your own personal spending allowance. I won't have our children going without things, so you can support some weird Bible thing somewhere.
That's fine, Monica. You don't have to worry about that.
Ugh.
Isn't that fantastic? Mr. Richter has decided to support the orphanage. They're going to be able to do so much with the money.
That's what Tom said?
Yeah.
God does work miracles sometimes where we least expect it.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be easy for Mr. Richter.
Oh?
He wasn't sure what Mrs. Richter was going to think of it.
Yes. Well, sometimes doing what God wants isn't easy.
That's so true. Justin, I'm really sorry I got upset with you earlier. I shouldn't have.
Yeah, it's okay. You're going through a lot of stuff right now. I understand.
Thanks, man. Do you all mind if we pray together right now?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'd really like to pray for Papa and Tracy and the kids at the orphanage. And Mr. Richter, too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Good idea.
Huh? Come on. Sounds good.
Great.
Let's take hands.
All right. Oh, dear God. Thank you so much for this gift that gets to be sent down.
I've heard this saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sounds like what Tom and Brooke are facing right now, huh? You know, Brooke expected everything to stay the same, and Tom thought everything would be different. It's weird, huh? You know, the things we go through in life happen to us for specific reasons. It's all part of the way that God transforms us. He knows that when we struggle and become frustrated, we're forced to turn to Him for strength and guidance, and that's when we're most able to learn. You know, we all have problems from time to time, no matter where we are in our spiritual walk. The real question is how we handle those problems. Do we turn to God for help? Or do we try to rely on ourselves? Don't forget, if you've been dealing with problems and you're not sure what to do about it, don't be afraid to call our friends at 1-888-NEED-HIM for some honest answers and someone to pray with. Well, I hope that you've enjoyed today's episode entitled The Winds of Change. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve O'Dell. Our recording engineers were Joe McCarger and Roy Wallace, while John Campbell provided the music for the show. Terry Ritchie is our executive producer, and I'm Zach. We'll see you next time, down Gilead Lane.